Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I mean, you know, Christmas is, you know, right around the corner.
I cannot believe that we're this close. We're days away from Christmas now. I don't know what happened. It just snuck up on me for some reason.
I know, and people are just out shopping. They're online. They're looking for bargains. I've never seen this many bargains.
I know.
Usually, you know, there's not a lot on sale. Everything is on sale.
Yes.
I mean, people can do so much with a little bit.
Yeah. I'm shocked at the amount of good deals and how many things, different things are on sale. You know, different category, clothes, furniture, electronics, perfumes, all of it. It's all on sale.
Yeah, and the perfumes, you're right. Several of the big stores have knocked 70% off some of them.
Oh,
I mean, they need to move
really?
The merchandise.
Wow.
Yes.
That's intense. The 70% is, that's
it
big.
It is. And now the funny thing is Uggs are so popular. Everybody wants Uggs. And you can look at them, and some of them are still $170, $180, and they didn't mark theirs down at all.
Really?
That was over at Belk. But then you go to Amazon, you go to Nordstrom, Rack, all these people, and all of them have different prices. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen.
Wow. And they're all, like, really, yeah. really different. They're not, like, within, like, a couple of dollars. They're
no,
just drastic difference.
All of them are pretty different. And I was even shocked at Amazon because some of theirs weren't marked down as much as some of the other places.
Really? That surprises
yeah.
me.
So then I went to UGG and looked them up, and they had nothing off of the UGG store.
Oh, wow.
I thought, gosh, this is crazy.
Yeah. You sometimes when you see, like, you know, Amazon or Walmart or, you know, a department store, you see, okay, well, these are some discounts and some decent prices, but you know they have to mark it up a little bit. So you think that if you go to the actual source, like the actual, like, manufacturer website, that they would have some better deals, but it sounds like they don't.
No, I didn't see any, and I was in shock. I go, they're still $170,
$180. Wow.
I go, this is ridiculous.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, other people are dropping
them. But I found that Nordstrom Rack had the best deals.
Really?
Yeah, on UGG shoes.
Interesting.
And boots, you know. And they're so popular, you know. Everybody wants a pair.
Wow. Well,
kids, adults, I mean, everybody wants them.
Let me write this down. You say that it's actually like the best deal at Rack, right?
Yes, okay. At Nordstrom Rack. UGG boots, UGG shoes, I found them to have the best deals.
Well, I just wrote that down, so I'll be doing some shopping here in about an hour.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too late. that Ultra Beauty and... there's another one that they didn't have the best ones. I believe it was it's not Best Buy and Beyond, is that what it's called? The perfume place, they had deals that you wouldn't even believe.
Really?
Yes. And
Ulta?
Some of my family was buying them out. It wasn't the Ulta, it was the other one. It's not
Oh, I can't even think
of
the other
thing.
I'm sure I know what it is. I just can't remember. I don't know. Let's see. So that's for perfume, because you normally, I'm trying to think of the place. Is it Fragrance?
Fragrance.net is where I buy almost everything, because it's so much less than a retail place.
Mm.
And they have 30% off retail. And the other day they were advertising some 70% off.
Really? Well, I know that you've talked about, you know, fragrance, like not in the holiday season, like just like in August, you know, just random times of the year. And you say that they always have great deals. And I was wondering if at Christmas time they marked them down even more.
Well, it seemed like they had a lot of sale items because they kept sending me all these little notes, you know, about how much was off of it.
Of course
off
they do.
Retail. And I'll tell you another place people can go and save a lot of money is on eBay.
Really?
eBay has a lot of these things.
Oh, no, I
didn't
hadn't
know
thought
that.
About that. That's different.
Yeah. I saw this Dr. Gross. I buy a lot of his products. And his on Amazon was $74, and eBay had it for 50-something.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Now, that's a pretty big
difference.
That's
a big difference.
It is.
Big difference.
See, now,
I didn't even know eBay sold, women's skincare products.
I didn't know
that
either.
That's just how much I know.
In fact, I don't even spend much time on eBay. I just thought it was kind of like...
I don't either. That's why I didn't know about it.
Yeah. Like, hey, I've got this old, kind of like a yard sale, but online.
That's right.
Maybe it's been so long since I've been to eBay, I don't know anymore.
And I wouldn't have known it, but I hit a button on one of these deals, and it said, this product's on eBay for $55. And I go, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, and women's products, facial things, are so expensive. I'd say that's one of the biggest markups in the world.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, beauty's a big industry.
I just think it's a huge... Oh, yeah, it's a big deal. These people make $1 trillion.
They do. Wow.
$1 trillion. But women are vain.
Well...
You know, anything for their face, let me tell you.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot. I mean, you got face stuff, and then you got hair stuff. All those products and potions and all those things, they're all they got something for literally everything. I saw
you know
the other
do.
Day there was a mask, because it's you're used to like creams and lotions and serums and things
and
like that.
And I saw the mask.
Did you see that?
And did you see the one that it lights up?
Yes.
That you put it over your face.
Yes. I thought, wow, that kind of reminds me of like Jason from Friday the 13th, but
it did me too. I saw that and it was scary. But it says that mask is going to take your lines off.
Yes.
It's going to take all this off of you, and you're going to be so happy.
Yeah.
All you got to do is pay for that thing.
Yeah, and it's a fortune too. I think isn't it like $200-$300? Maybe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And the QVC's got one.
Oh.
And that one. You just, it's a handheld deal, and you just run it over your face.
Really?
And they say you do this 10 minutes a day for 60 days. It's going to take the lines off everywhere. You're going to be magnanimous. You're going to be beautiful.
Well, I mean, it seems kind of silly to me, but I don't really know a whole lot. So it's just, that's not an expert opinion, but it seems a little silly. But they say it actually works. And there might be something, too, like the UV light that they shine. So I don't know. It might work really, really great. I'm not sure.
But I'm telling you, the profit is there.
Oh, yeah.
anybody that's in women's products, man, go for it, because it's a billion-dollar industry. It really is.
It is. I mean, my goodness. And every couple of years, it seems like there's a whole new trend. There's like everybody has a line of, I think for a while it was like hyaluronic acid. That was like a big thing for a while.
Oh, that's still big. Oh, yeah, that's a big deal. All the products have got that. But that company was Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes, okay. They had beauty products? I thought they just had like sheets.
No, it's not Bed Bath & Beyond. It's one that sounds like it.
Mm.
It has the same wording. It's three words, in other words, just like that. That's what it's saying.
Oh. See, now, I don't shop for a whole lot of beauty stuff because I'm not the expert, and so I don't... I have no idea. I know the things I see and hear, but I couldn't steer you in the right direction to save my life.
There you go. But anyway, that's a big deal. Kids' toys this year, a lot of them are on sale. They've got every toy imaginable, from all the Star Trek, the drones, everything. Everything a kid ever dreamed of, they've got.
What's the hot toy this year? Is there a one thing that everybody wants, or it seems like most years there's something?
I've heard all kinds of different things. One of the deals is the little go-kart.
Oh.
Yeah, that go-kart is wonderful. We've ordered some of them, and I haven't seen them yet, and I don't know if they're put together or not.
Mm.
But the go-kart is a big deal.
That's true. I've seen
dirt
those.
Bikes. Dirt bikes is the other thing.
Really?
So, and dirt bikes are just an accident waiting to happen. You know that. I mean, they're going to be going fast, and they're going to fall off that thing and break an arm, and the doctor will love it.
Yeah, you know? Doctor will love it.
That's right.
So get him a helmet and a full body like bubble wrap.
That's right. You need to be if you've got a dadgum dirt bike. Because wow. I've seen what kids will do on their dirt bike.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, they're like Mario Andretti on those things.
They are, and they think they're invincible.
Wow. So it sounds like, and this is kind of like maybe a little bit refreshing. It sounds like this year's hot toys are for like outdoor activities instead of like electronics to like sit at home.
That's right. Well, of course, electronics are big too.
Yeah.
And they love putting all these things together, you know, kids do. And then, you know, all the other products they make for kids are like Star Wars things, you know, they're all electronic.
Yeah. Wow. I remember like when we were kids, you know, before Christmas came, you would go through like the Sears catalog in circle and it's like, oh, I want this and I want this, I want this. And, you know, usually
that's right.
it was the items
now
that
they
we
go
have.
To Sharper Image and go through that book.
Yeah. They want the big expensive stuff. It's no longer plastic toys. It's
you can forget about the plastic toys.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm still in shock that we're just a couple of days away from Christmas. I can't believe it's already snuck up on us. So I saw a commercial.
That's right.
It was something for New Year's Eve. It was a commercial for New Year's Eve something or other the other day. And I thought, oh, my gosh, is it time for New Year's Eve already, too? I'm like, oh, wow, this really snuck up somehow. So if I don't talk to you sooner, have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Oh, wow.
I imagine it'll be pretty dadgum exciting here.
It will.
It always is.
Usually is. And, you know, afterwards, I'm looking forward to the post-Christmas stories because every time something happens at the baby house, there's always some kind of a story to go with it.
Something interesting is always happening.
Yeah.
The other toy was at Nintendo Switch Games.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's a big deal this year.
Interesting. I don't even know what is a Switch game. I know Nintendo is electronic stuff, but I don't know about the Switch game.
Yeah, the Nintendo Switch games.
Jeez, they come out with so much stuff. It's hard to keep up with it.
It's hard to know all this stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, but you got your finger on the pulse of the public, so you know what's out there and what's hot. So you should really start a Christmas gift guide for people.
There you go. Oh, did you look at the Neiman Marcus catalog?
No.
You know, every year they put out a Christmas catalog, and that thing is always, I mean, you talk about over the moon.
Oh, my goodness.
They always have things that you and I never even thought of.
No, they do.
things that start at $20,000 and $50,000. I mean, just the sky's the limit at Neiman Marcus.
Yeah.
I don't know who puts that catalog together for them. But it'll have the most outrageous things you and I ever heard of.
I know it. And some of them are so, this is like, oh, wow, I didn't even know they made such a thing, but I have to have it.
Well, you know that one year they had his and her sports cars.
Did they really?
I mean, oh, yeah. I mean, you were looking at $300,000 or more.
Oh, my goodness.
For the pair. But this is for our oil friends.
Yes.
You know, yeah. All the oil executives go to Neiman's and pick up these little items for their wife or for the couple. And, you know, it's like us spending $30.
Yeah. It's just pocket change. Wow.
It's just pocket change.
It's like the fancy version of the Sears catalog when we were young, except very, very different.
Well, it's like I was reading about SMU. You know, SMU is a very prestigious college, you know, here in Dallas. And over the years, people have given millions, old people have given millions and millions. Well, you know, they were restricted because they did some things they weren't supposed to do in some of the football games. And, you know, they were disqualified for several years. So the other day, they had all these old people come down there to pledge all this money for them. And they said in the room the guys were worth $15 billion.
Oh, my word. Wow.
Yeah, it's about 10 of them are worth $15 billion, and they put up all the money that SMU needed.
Wow. I can't even
imagine.
Each one
just wrote a check. Can you imagine this?
Wow.
I mean, that's how wealthy the oil people are in Dallas, Texas.
Goodness.
There's 10 of them were worth $15 billion.
I couldn't imagine. Just to be a fly in that room would have been.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
And they were laughing and said, well, all of us together worth $15 billion.
Yeah.
And they all had graduated from SMU. So when they SMU put the call out, you know, we're going to need this money to do all this. And they just said, oh, we'll be down.
Yeah.
And they all go in the room and pledge it right there.
I'm sure they were happy to respond. Wow.
They were happy to do it. It gets their name on a bunch of things, you know, that's what they want. Recognition is what they need.
Yeah. Here, write a check for $1 billion and we'll give you a plaque.
That's right. I imagine they put a plaque up for each one of those guys.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And it told which oil companies they owned, how they started, you know, and how they rose to fame.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty interesting.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
Wow.
And one of them was the Hunts. You know, they own the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
And they were involved in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine. I mean, I would imagine probably the circle of friends that they have is very different than us.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot different, you know.
Yeah.
They just call up and say, you know, SMU needs us to do this. Let's go.
Yeah.
And they all just show up and write the check and had a nice meeting.
Yeah. I imagine probably, you know, for us, when we say, hey, you want to meet for lunch, it's like, okay, we'll go to, you know, someplace. And it's like, you know, I don't know, like 30, 50 bucks, something like that. When they meet for lunch, they go to like Switzerland
exactly
on their
right.
private plane and sip on, you know, Swiss chocolate and, you know, all kinds of weird.
Well, you know, we had some clients out in Midland that went to Italy every summer. So
really?
There is some people out in Midland that can go to Italy every summer, and that I think they rent their house there, but they do go to Italy every summer.
That would be cool.
Because this one guy I was doing a deal with, and I called, and he called me, and I said something. He said, "Oh, we're still in Italy." I go, "Oh, really? Okay."
Wow.
Instead of saying we're over here in Odessa, or,
yeah,
you know, someplace, you know. We're still in Italy, Faye.
And I would imagine when you called him, it may have been in the middle of the day, but for him, it was like 3 a.m.
Yeah, I didn't even ask him what time it was.
Oh, Lord.
But he was nice enough, he called me back, even in Italy.
Well, that is
nice. I mean, that's
nice.
Pretty neat.
Yes.
Yeah, it
wow.
was neat.
Oh, my goodness. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
We're talking about everybody else's money. We should probably talk about our money at some point.
We better be talking about our money with me.
Yes. So what's the news? What's the latest? What's the highlights?
Well, we will not be doing the Bidner policy that everybody put up the money for. We fought hard for it. You know, we had bought the other policy in 23. We knew it was a good policy. That's why when the other policy came available, you know, we wanted it naturally.
Yeah.
And we raised all this money. Everybody was so good about putting up money. A lot of them came with a lot more than they thought they would. And then the husband sent me a message the other afternoon late and said that Nancy Bidner went to get her chemo last week. She was too sick to even do the chemo.
Mm.
And she said, I've made a decision. No more anything. No more chemo. No more nothing for the cancer. I'm just going to take it naturally now.
Mm.
So we know it won't be long, and he decided to keep the policy and get the whole thing.
All right.
Instead of giving us a piece of it, he kept it all, which is really a disappointment.
Yeah, but
a lot of people are really disappointed. I had a friend call yesterday and say, "Faye, let me put $40,000 in," and I go, "It's too late."
Yeah,
you know?
I remember.
But we're going to replace it.
Yeah, there's always something. There's always another one in the wings. But I remember the people were calling and they're like, "You know, can I put in some more? Can I put in some more? Can I go in a little extra?"
That's right.
Yeah, that was a big one.
And several people went from $27,000 to $250,000.
Really?
Mean, it was that big a deal.
Wow.
It was a big deal. We were taking in money daily, and we had raised all this millions of dollars to buy the policy. And then he calls and says, "I'm going to rescind."
Mm. Was that the one that was like $4
million? Yes, it was.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that's
$4 million. That takes a long time to raise that much, but we did it. I mean, we were just, you know, getting it in day by day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I remember that. You know, you were saying that it was a great one for, you know, not only current investors but people who had been maybe, you know, sitting on the sidelines, maybe people who were wanting to think about getting into, you know, something like this as a fresh start. This would be a great starting point. So yeah. That's it's disappointing when that happens, but it does happen sometimes. So,
well, you know, it happened. Was it 6 months ago? We had that $3 million one, and it rescinded.
Yes,
and that was heartbreaking because we'd worked so hard on that one, and it rescinded. So that's two for the year. Now we did have a maturity this week.
Oh,
it was $400,000.
Great.
So there's five people in it. So they're going to get paid.
Wow. All right. Well, see, and see, now, then there's other, I'm thinking on the other side of the spectrum, you've got like the policies like the Chan policy that was so good, and it just took forever to track him down. He was out, you know, traveling and doing this and doing
remember
that.
Remember, he went to Italy. He
yes.
went to Italy.
He did.
he said it was, you know, he was going to do that last deal, and he wasn't going to sell us the policies. Till he came back, and he finally did, and he lasted 12 months.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew he was dying, and he wanted to take that last trip.
Yeah. I mean, it was just...
But he didn't let us have his biggest policy. Remember, he had a $4 million one.
Yeah, there was
a couple.
We
didn't get it. We got the other one, yeah.
But still, I mean, it's just like, you know, you kept on it, and then finally... And he actually did what he said he was going to do, which was, it didn't look like it for a while.
I know. We worked with him 4 months. It took 4 months to close it because, you know, he just kept him hawing around, and we thought it was dead in the water. And then when he came back, he went ahead and sold it to us.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, people, you know, they're on their own timeline. And so, you know, sometimes they rescind, sometimes the policy, you know, they change their mind. And then sometimes it looks like it's not going to happen at all. Looks like they did change their mind. And then all of a sudden they call you and say, "Okay, we're ready to go." And then it's like, boom, out of nowhere comes another opportunity. So, I mean, that's just how it works. That's kind of how things are with life settlements. It's one of those things where it's an investment that the more diversified people are, the more policies that they're in over time, you know, they really tend to be, I'm trying to think of how your most successful investors are. They're in a number of policies for a number of years, right?
They are. They have a lot of policies with us. That way they're always having something mature. Sometimes they go long, and we know that, but then we'll have another one that'll pop up. You know, we had that $6 million one come due this year.
Yeah.
That was early, and we've had a couple more that came in early. We have some that are late. So you have to figure out. You'll have some on time, some late, and some early.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to be diversified, which we are on everything. And speaking of that, you know, I'm always cautioning everybody on the stock market. And you saw what that did.
Oh, yes.
It pancaked. It lost 1,100 points, I mean,
yeah,
in a very short time. So I've got some people that are going to be transferring money. And it looks like we should have done it a little sooner.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of times when you have people who are in the stock market, it takes some kind of event where all of a sudden something happens, you know, even if it, you know, bottoms out, you know, like it did the other day. And all of a sudden this is like, uh-oh, we've been riding this wave. Here's a reality check. We might want to, you know, because when it gets that big, it's going to burst. What goes up must come down. And so people may be starting to think, you know, maybe I should get out. Maybe while, you know, we're in this shape before something does happen and get into something a little bit more conservative. My guess is you'll get more people maybe making that call in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I would think so, because now would be a good time to make a major move to get something that's guaranteed, that you know will pay off, rather than being in the stock market for the ups and downs. And the down is a bad deal when it goes down. Mm-hmm. You know, 1,100 points hurt a lot of people.
Yeah, that'll leave a mark. So
it really will.
Yeah.
And it's safer to say, okay, I'm in a life insurance policy with a life insurance company. I think it's a lot safer investment than being in the stock market. And I've always said that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if people have made quite a bit of money in the stock market in the last couple of months, before they lose it all, it can happen. We've seen it many, many times before. But you've had people in the past that have gone ahead, ridden the wave, and then decide, okay, let's jump off, let's take what we've made and put it into something a little bit more conservative, that we know that, you know, if the stock market, say, crashes next week, or if, you know, something happens around the globe, or, you know, whatever, because all kinds of things affect the stock market. But if something happens and it pancakes again, then if they're in a life settlement, then they won't be affected. It holds the value. They don't have to worry about potentially losing everything.
That's right. The value is not going to go down.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about a life settlement, that the product doesn't go down. You know, that's one thing about a life insurance company. At the end of the trail, you know, they're going to pay off. It's not like I'm saying, okay, we'll give you 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the market conditions are. They never, ever, ever have or ever will discount what a policy will pay out. It's always 100%, no matter what. And they have the resources on hand, too. They don't have to, you know, it's not dished out into loans and they've got to go borrow it from over here when a policy matures. They have the resources on hand, so you don't even have to worry about that.
That's right. They have reserves to cover any kind of an emergency. So if you had a lot of people maturing a lot of policies one time, it wouldn't hurt them.
Yeah.
They can handle it.
Yeah.
And you always want to make sure it's a big life insurance company, which we do. We check every company. When we find out who has the policy, we immediately look up their ratings and we look up their net worth. And a lot of them are a conglomerate. You know, there's three or four life insurance companies owned by one company. So not only do you have the assets of one, you've got the assets of several if it's a holding company. So, you know, we look all that up before we buy a policy.
Yeah. I mean, you do a lot of research even before you even decide to bid. I mean, I would imagine you probably get a lot of policies that come across your desk and they're like, hey, this is up for bidding. And you look at it and you're like, no, we're not even going to bother. So you're pretty selective.
That's right. And first we look to see what the premium is. We had one the other day. The premium was 7%.
Oh.
They tried to sell it to us.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
you couldn't even walk out the door with 7%.
Oh,
it would ruin us.
Yeah.
I mean, you could not do that. So, you know, that was out. And then we had one, a $1 million policy, and the lady had dementia, and they wanted us to buy that.
Oh, my.
I go, she could last 13, 14 years.
Yeah.
We don't want somebody with dementia. We want somebody that's got, you know, a health severity. You know, all the different kinds of cancers that there are that we buy, and then they send that one with dementia.
Wow.
Sometimes I think they think we're not paying attention.
Yeah, but they should know by now.
Something over.
You're Eagle Eye Faye. Nobody's gonna...
And I turned around that one down yesterday. It looked good on the surface, and it was ovarian cancer. Well, we know ovarian cancer will kill you in 2 years.
Yeah.
And the more I read, the worse it got. She's had it since 2016. You can't have ovarian cancer that many years and survive. There's
wow.
more to it than what they were showing.
Interesting. That's kind of weird.
And then we had the case, the husband was trying to sell us his policy. He'd gotten a divorce, and we discovered that the wife had gotten the policy in the divorce. He didn't own it.
So they tried to sell you one that they didn't even own.
That he didn't own. The wife owned it. I mean, you know, when they've got a divorce, we're going to check them, and they don't think we're checking all that. And we are checking it.
Wow. They should know better by now than to try to slip that in there.
I mean, yeah, and they don't realize. If they've got cancer, we're going to check and make sure that the cancer didn't happen before they bought the policy. Because if it happened before, they could turn it down.
Yeah.
You know, if they didn't tell them, we have cancer and buy a life policy. No, it doesn't work that way.
Oh.
You have to have that life insurance policy long before you have the cancer.
Mm. I'm still in shock that people try to sell things that aren't theirs to sell.
It just shows you how fast these people are.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they'll try anything. But boy, I mean.
They will.
Wow.
So you got to be on your toes. You know, they don't know. We've already had a lot of that happen to us.
Yeah. You've been there, done that, seen it before.
That's
and you're
right.
Not going to fall for it in the future either. So.
No. And years ago, that's what happened to us.
Yeah.
This woman had been divorced for 10 years, and she came after the policy after he died.
10 years?
They'd been
really?
Divorced 10 years, yeah.
Wow. I'm shocked she even still remembered. You know.
So she found out he died. Well, she said, I know I'm the beneficiary on that. Well, she wasn't the beneficiary.
Well, of course not. You check all those things.
That's right. We want to know who the current wife is. And that's who's going to get it, not you, lady.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, when there's money involved, people will try just about anything to get their hands on it. Goodness gracious.
They will. And it's just like when somebody dies, all the relatives come out of the woodwork.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you have cousins you didn't know you had. And
that's right.
Friends.
You've got all these people you never heard of. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, people are creative. Okay, so then you got the life settlement, but then you've also got annuities. So if people are looking for another type of conservative investment that will not go down and crash if the market crashes, because annuities are, they mirror the stock market, but they're not in the stock market, and they've got a stopgap. That's basically how it works, I think.
That's exactly how it works. And the nice thing about annuities, like what happened the other day when the stock market dropped 1,100 points, your annuity wouldn't have done anything. It wouldn't have moved. It would just stand still for you. And that's what saves you. That annuity doesn't go down when the stock market goes down.
Yeah.
And that would have really been a blessing this week. If a person had annuities.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if people like the excitement of, ooh, the stock market is up, I'm going to make a bunch of money with an annuity. If the market goes up, your annuity goes up. But if the market crashes, there is that safety net and it doesn't follow it all the way down. And these are, make sure I get this right. These are fixed.
These are fixed index annuities.
Yes.
We do indexes in there. And we've got all these choices in there, which I love it. And you've got annual, you've got monthly, you've got all kinds of ways to do it. And then you've got the 2-year. 2 years gives you the earnings over a 2-year period rather than one. So a lot of times people say, okay, put me in part of it in a 2-year strategy, and it gives you the earnings over a 2-year period rather than just one. So you've got all kinds of ways to do it on indexes. And these indexes are some of the best in the country. So if you want a really conservative investment, an annuity is a place to go. And you're not going to lose your money because annuities don't go down. They may stand still, but they won't go down on you.
Yeah. And that rate is locked in, right, at some point?
That's right. Every year, at the end of the year, it locks in your earnings. Your earnings are locked in every 12 months. Unless you do the 2-year strategy, then it's locked in 2 years at a time.
Are you?
And then the bonuses. Think about the bonuses.
Oh, yes.
That 13% bonus is still there. You can get the bonus plus that first year. You can do a fixed rate with it, and that'll give you over 16%. Or you can do the indexes and the bonus, which that's the way I would go at any time. And that gives you a great return. And that's what I would do every time. Take that bonus, and then every year for 3 years, whatever you put in, you get a bonus on it. So you can get that 13% bonus every time you put money in for 3 years.
Yeah, and that's on top of whatever the actual investment
makes. Yeah, whatever it makes, yes. And there's just so many good features to an annuity. You can take 10% a year out after the first year. You can cash it all in at the end of 10. There's just all kinds, and it's compound interest.
Oh,
it's all tax deferred. It's tax deferred until you take it out. You don't pay tax until you start taking this money out. So it's going to grow faster if it's tax deferred.
See, now those are two things that really get my attention when you say tax deferred and then compound interest. Those things it says profit on top of profit. That's how it processes in my brain. And that's how I
look at it. That's exactly the way it should, because tax deferred, it's going to make a lot more money. You can just figure if you're not paying 20% in taxes every year, that's an extra bonus for you.
Yeah.
You're making extra money every year.
Yeah.
Now, when you get 73 and a half, you're going to have to start taking the money out if it's an IRA. And we have a lot of people this year who are fixing to take their RMDs.
I would imagine, though, probably when you're in that that age range, I would imagine that's a normal time where people would want to take it out anyway, you know?
That's right. You need to start taking it out, but you can transfer it to another account, a regular account, and just pay the tax on it.
Really? Oh, neat.
Yeah. You take it out, and it's not all taxes when you take that RMD. So you just take your tax money out, put the other back in a regular account, and keep going.
So people have access regularly to their money if they want it. It's not like it's tied up and you can't touch it for 20 years. It's not like a REIT or anything like that. They can get to it at any time.
It's not like a REIT, thank you. Wow, we don't want to buy those REITs.
I know. I love when I throw that word out. It always gets you going.
There's people that are invested in REIT office buildings that are going to be there 25, 30 years.
Lord, I couldn't imagine being trapped that long. Wow.
Well, they don't think about it when they do it because they're relying on someone else. They're not paying attention.
Jeez.
They should know exactly what a REIT is and what it will do and how long it is. Say, well, by the way, is that a 5-year REIT, a 3-year REIT? No, it's 25.
You can't touch it for a quarter century.
That's right. If you get to needing some money. And I've always told this story of the doctor's wife in Houston. He died, and she came to me and wanted to go into annuities, and we checked on what her holdings were. They were REITs.
Oh.
And she can't get that money, even though she is going to need it, for 25 years.
Wow. She couldn't get
and
access
to the doctor
if
didn't know
tried.
Any better. Oh. You know, doctors are not real, real great on investment. They're just not. That's not that's not what they're schooled in, let's put it that way.
They save
and
lives,
we have
not
a
money.
Lot of doctors invested with us, by the way. We have quite a few doctors.
You may be getting a call or two on Monday.
One of them is a baby doctor. He delivered 2,000 babies over his lifetime.
Really? Now that's impressive.
That's what he told me, 2,000 babies.
Wow, not many people can say that. Goodness.
That's right.
That's
a good
cool.
family doctor, I'm telling you. And my other doctor, one of them, is a hand surgeon.
Mm, really?
Yeah. And like if an oil field worker crushes his hand, he's called immediately.
Wow.
Because he'll redo the hand and put it back together.
It's fascinating what they can do, because I know there's so many bones in the hand itself. And so when you do something,
yeah.
Wow. I mean, and that seems like it's really delicate and intricate and really small. And just to be able to put things back together like that, it just blows my mind. I can't even relate to it. It's awesome. Really.
And the other doctors are general practitioners that are with us.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate doctors for what they do, not for what they don't do.
That's right.
I'm glad they're there to put stuff back together when we break it.
That's right. It is important.
Wow. And the other thing with annuities, before we move on to trivia, is that you don't have to do anything with them. It doesn't take a whole lot of interaction. It doesn't take a bunch of time. You pretty much just set it and forget it, and once a year, you think about it.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a scientist to do annuities. That's the neat part. You need to be a scientist if you're in the stock market.
you really do. Or a
you
psychic.
You need a slide rule. You need all these charts. You need a whole bunch of things, you know, if you're in the stock market. And then you need a strong heart. Because you're going to have palpitations.
Strong heart and thick skin.
And a thick skin and a some kind of a sturdy mind. Your mind must be really great if you're going to do the stock market.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. The roller coaster sometimes that thing takes is it's just enough to like drive you over the edge. And either one, whether you do annuities or life settlements, all that worry, all that getting up in the middle of the night, all that goes away and you know that your principal is protected in either an annuity or a life settlement. And so you don't have to worry about losing everything, which I imagine is the great thing for most people. So
that's right.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
It is the largest drive-through light show in Texas. Yes, the largest one. It's in Athens, Texas, started in 1998. A little small deal. But it's got the 4 million lights.
Really?
4 million.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a giant Christmas park. As I said, it's got 4 million lights spread out across a one-mile drive.
Wow.
And it's the biggest in Texas, the prettiest. And like they say, from 1 to 99.
Wow.
Now, when you go there, let me explain to you. It's got 50 musical scenes. It's got motion control light displays. It's got 6 tunnels, 14 arches. 2,000 wooden cutouts.
Oh, my word.
This thing is naturally in Athens, Texas.
Yeah.
It's got cartoon characters, Texas symbols. It's got Elvis the Trail to marvel at. It doesn't matter what age you are, you're going to be just marvelous. They've got a North Pole where Santa and his elves are working. It's got quirky little houses, and you can look through the little houses and see what Santa and the elves are up to.
Neat.
Then you can go to Whoville. They've got old Whoville. Yes. And the Grinch is trapped in jail. And the town residents can stare and laughing. But they have the grumpy holiday hater was successfully captured. He's in jail.
I would love to see the Grinch in jail.
Then they've got this little diner. It's complete with a windmill. And the patrons are decked out in cowboy attire, and that's a charming little place to visit. They've got it looks like they're eating scrumptious homemade pecan pie through the window. Then they've got old-fashioned gas stations, biblical themes, wounded soldiers. It's just everything in the world. It's so diverse you wouldn't even imagine how they did all this all these years.
Wow. I'm shocked that they have all this within a mile.
And then they've got all this Christmas music that's playing all along the way. Then you've got all these photo ops throughout the park. You can have your picture taken anywhere. It's just the gingerbread man masquerading as aliens. I mean, you know, everything in the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love the aliens. They're adorable. But it's the largest drive-through light show in Texas. Everybody needs to go there and visit this. I mean, it is worth the drive, I'm telling you.
Wow.
To see it.
So,
and they started out, you know, a little bitty thing in 1998, and they just kept adding those lights, and now they've got over 4 million lights.
Oh, my word. I can't even imagine that many lights. That's just nuts. In a good way.
It's crazy.
Wow. So it's in you're in your car and you drive through it, right?
You drive through all this and you can stop, take pictures, everything in the world.
Do they?
They've got tunnels, as I said, they've got all this. I don't know how they made all this, but it's fabulous.
I would imagine probably seeing all the gingerbread people masquerading as aliens and all the pumpkin pie. You know, do they sell food? Because
I don't know. I never heard about any food being sold until you get out of the place. But can you imagine all this?
Oh, I can't. I would imagine that would, if you ever wanted to immerse yourself into a hardcore Christmas scene, I would imagine this is the thing to do.
And they've got every kind of cartoon character in the world out there. I mean, it's just millions of cartoon characters. And then they got the little diner. I mean, that is so adorable.
Wow. I've never been before, and I really think that it started in 1998 as something small, right? And it just it's grown.
Yeah, it was a little small deal, and every year they added to it.
Yeah.
And but I love Whoville. No Grinch. You can see him in there. He's in jail.
The Grinch in jail. Now that's a visual that I'd love to see in person. I would take pictures of that.
Of course, the North Pole where Santa and the elves are working. You know, and you can look in the little houses and see what they're making.
Yeah.
And, it's just crazy.
I would imagine this is probably one of those things that you could probably go through 10 times and still not take it all in. You'd probably go through every time and say, oh, I didn't see that before. Or, you know.
And I know people that have went every year.
Oh, really?
As their kids are growing up, the kids beg to go, and they go every year.
Yeah.
They don't miss. I mean, I personally know people have been every year.
Wow. And I imagine probably every year they see something different. That's in addition to anything new that they might add. And so,
that's right. And they add stuff every year.
Yeah.
They're always thinking of something else they can build and put in there. And I love the tunnel with the green lights. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be amazing?
It is amazing. Yes, you're right.
This is just cool.
And look how many million people get to see this. And this is part of Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
Going and seeing the lights, seeing Santa, the elves, the Grinch. I mean, everybody.
Yeah.
Is a part of Christmas.
I mean, I know that, you know, driving around and seeing Christmas lights is something that everybody likes to do, and it's always fun. But this is driving around to see Christmas lights on, like, steroids.
That's right. It is on steroids when you've got 4 million lights. Now, if some of these go out, can you imagine? Oh, my gosh. When you got 4 million lights, how do you keep them all going every year?
Well, yeah. Yeah. How do you do? I mean, if one bulb blows, does it, you know, short circuit the whole thing? Or
I don't know how many would go out if one bulb goes out.
Wow.
But I'll bet it took some electricians a mighty long time to figure this out every year.
No,
as
sure.
It grew and got bigger.
Yeah, because I'm sure something like that could easily blow the grid at any point.
Yeah, can you imagine what the light bill is for the city of Athens, Texas?
Oh, Lord. No, I wouldn't want to pay that one. Wow. But it's worth
wow.
it. I mean, my goodness. It says if you want to, it sounds like every single Christmas scene that you could possibly imagine is in this 1 mile.
It is already there, yeah. I can't imagine what else they could add to it to make it any prettier or more exciting for a family.
Yeah. Yeah, and if they add to it every year, it won't be too much longer before it's a mile and a half, and then another, and then it's 2 miles, and then it just
that's
keeps...
right. Can you imagine what it was in 1998? I mean, it was just a few little lights
yeah.
strung along a fence line or something.
Yeah, yeah, it's something, a couple of little blinky things here and there, maybe a blow-up Santa or something, but I don't imagine they probably ever imagined that it would blow up into something like this, and it's just morphed over the years, I would imagine. Slowly, and now it's like legendary.
That's right, and I don't know who thought it up.
I don't know, but they're a genius.
They are dadgum genius.
Wow.
No doubt about it.
I'm still trying to picture the Grinch in jail.
Oh, yeah, I love that. The old Grinch got put in jail.
You drive through Whoville. I mean, my goodness, it's just, this is the, and this is the last weekend before Christmas. So this is a great time to, you know, to take the whole family. And a lot of people, I would imagine, have Monday and Tuesday off because Christmas is on Wednesday. So even if you wanted to, you know, take a couple of days and have maybe a long weekend before the holiday, maybe you got people coming in. It's a nice time for a road trip. I mean, this is just the perfect time to go visit something like this. So.
That's right. And people are going to be off. They could go this weekend. It'd be a nice time, something really different to do instead of just going to the mall and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. Go experience some Christmas and take everybody and take the children and then the pets and the dogs and, you know, drive through and look at all the lights and the sceneries and just take it all in. Wow.
That's right.
I mean, this is just the best. I'm sure I can see why there are people that go every single year, maybe even twice
That's
a
right.
year.
That's right, because it's worth it.
Yeah.
And you can take grandma, you can take your aunts or uncles, you know, everybody. It's a family deal. Everybody will enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not that far. I mean, just a hop, skip and a jump over to Athens and then boom, you take it all in. So wow, this is something perfect for this weekend. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
How long you reckon it takes them to set that up each year or take it down?
You know, I wondered about that. I mean, it takes several weeks. I mean, it takes 2 weeks at least.
I would think
so. Set all this up and get all your lights up and get all this done.
Yeah. And I would imagine probably the key to setting up the next year is when you take it down this year to be organized and have everything, you know.
Oh, you'd have to be very organized.
Yeah.
With this many lights. With 4 million lights, I just can't imagine.
I know. I just know when we go to take out the lights out of the box and I pull the strand out and they're all tangled up, I'm like, ugh. But that's just a little strand. I can't imagine 4 million different you know, lights, displays, and all that. So,
how many people do you think takes to put this up every year?
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I think half the town.
It's got to. Wow. I wonder if they have like an event where like they, you know how you see like on those Christmas movies where like the whole town gets together and they put up the whatever for Christmas and the displays and they decorate and sing songs and all that. I wonder if it's something like that where everybody gets together this weekend, we're going to put up the display and you show up.
Well,
and
I wonder about that because you know it's going to take a lot of people to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would think that the fire department, the police department, then all the people that live there would be assigned a job.
Yeah. Yeah. You would think, you know, you're in charge of this, you're in charge of that, you know, and then they must, you know, if they do have a, like a little light put up party, they would probably have like cookies and hot cocoa and whatever else, make it an event, music, the whole thing. Of course, it's probably,
I think it would be a big event.
Most likely it's more fun to put it up than take it down. So that's the challenging part. It's like, okay, we're going to have the takedown party, and then all of a sudden you have crickets. Nobody shows up. It's usually how it goes. All right. Before we wrap up, with a life settlement, there are two risks that people do need to know about. What is the first?
The first risk is it could go over, and if it goes over, you will have to pay premium. And we've got those down where they're very reasonable, so it wouldn't hurt you.
Okay.
Okay, then the second one is, remember, it is not liquid until it matures. When it matures, it becomes liquid.
All right. But considering that most people, it's not even a thing, they don't really care because they do have to be accredited to do it, so it's not really that big a deal. So what does it mean to be accredited?
To be accredited, you must make either $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million without your house.
All right. Pretty straightforward. For an annuity, there are not quite as many guidelines.
No, you don't have to be accredited, but you do have to have money in the bank to pay your bills. They're going to verify this. So you have to show cash in the bank or savings, and that you have money to meet your bills. Without your annuity, without the money that you're going to put in the annuity, you have to be pretty liquid.
Okay. Sometimes we talk about, you know, the two investment types like they're two separate things. And they are, realistically, they're two separate things. But there are plenty of people who will invest in both at the same time, right? I mean, it's not one or the other.
A lot of people do. They'll say, I want to put part of it in annuities and part of it over here in life settlements. I've got some people now that are going to do it that way.
Cool.
Because he wants some of it long, long term.
All right.
In other words, a lot shorter than the annuities are long term and the other is short term.
It's really about being diversified and making sure your portfolio has, you know, some short-term, some long-term elements. It's really about planning. The great thing is both of these opportunities are both conservative and don't rely on, you know, any kind of external things to happen in order to make money. So that's really the big benefit of both is that they're both conservative. So either way, so for this coming week, I know we have Christmas on Wednesday. I assume you're closed on Wednesday. Aside from that,
and
are you...
And then we'll be closed till the 2nd. Isn't it the 2nd?
Yes.
We always close the week after Christmas.
Yes. But if somebody has a question or wants to do something...
They can email me. I will be checking email.
Okay. Because I was fixing to say, I know the office is technically, air quotes, closed, but I feel like in the past you've always been there to man the ship.
I always am available. They can phone me, they can call me, or they can email me or text me.
Yeah.
And whatever they would prefer.
That's another great thing. If you try to call, you know, like a guy at the bank is closed, the president is closed. And so with you...
Hey, he's closed if the bank is open.
Good point. All right, Faye. So if anybody...
They're busy people.
Yeah, they're busy people. They need a break. So one last time, if anybody wants information, call, get started, set some stuff up. They do need to call, make an appointment. So one last time, Faye, what's your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.